We really glad that you're a friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end.
If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. A friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. Friendship that'll never ever end.
feel the magic on the floor. They try to say we lost you, but they never cared to score. You never had a last time, you couldn't outshine. You gave us everything, and now your memory's mine. We carry you around, don't have to miss you anymore. Sunset in the space between the shores, and the satellite pictures from the world that you explored. You never met a darkness you couldn't outshine. You left us everything, but still you're leaving us more. We're walking down the roads that you walked down before.
You are. It's your pal, Uncle Salem. Thank you for joining me for another hour of Blank Generation. That was Crimson Spectre, the Bourgeois Decadence. And I admit today to feeling a little melancholy. And actually, it's a bit more than that, but the news of the passing of Bray Wyatt, who was my favorite wrestler, who was someone that I had talked to on a couple occasions, and we actually got a chance to meet. And his passing has struck me pretty heavily, and my whole family, actually, all my kids, and even my wife, where everyone was a fan of Bray Wyatt in our house. So I thought, you know, without being too boring, I might pay some tributes to Bray throughout this show. Not boring people who are wrestling fans. I won't play a bunch of clips of Bray Wyatt promos and things like that. But I'll play some of the music that was inspired and used by him in his wrestling career. So I hope that's cool with you. I really love these songs, so it shouldn't be too much of a stress to do. One of those was at the beginning, actually a couple of those. We started the show with several of those songs. The one you heard previously was called Ever Known by Need to Breathe. And man, that song really got to me. That's what they played on the WWE show SmackDown when he passed on. And they played that on Friday. Anyways, there's also going to be a lot of other fun, cool stuff going on in here. So let's get right to it. And right now, here's one of my favorites by the Alan Parsons Project. If you've ever heard this record, it's called Tales of Mystery and Imagination, and it's based on the works of Edgar Allan Poe. If you haven't heard it, go hear it. And check this one out. This is The Raven. This is probably my favorite cut on there. Blank Generation.
Amazement, as through the raven, whose shadow haunts. always there for me. Underneath the weeping moon, the golden shore, she's gone too soon. The aftermath of whispered sighs, the dawn of autumn's pale goodbyes. The devil wind has set her free, will never bring her back to me. And I we'll be right back.
afraid of the dark? You don't know Jack. Universal Orlando and Fox 30 want to send you to meet Jack and his army of demented clowns at Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights 10. It's all new this year with all new Terror in the Streets, 5 haunted houses, and more gore than ever before. Send us a postcard for your chance to win a weekend of terror at Halloween Horror Nights 10. Florida residents save $10 in advance at Ticketmaster and Spencer's Gifts with a specially marked 2-liter Coca-Cola label. Universal Studios all new Halloween Horror Nights 10. Not afraid of the dark? You don't know Jack.
Buzzsaw Pop Star. It's a cool track. Before that, we had a song that I've been jamming on a lot lately that's from Snored, Born Halloween. And, you know, speaking of wrestling, if I was to be a wrestler, I would want that to be my entrance song. So, yeah, that's a cool song, man. I listened to that nonstop the other night, 4 or 5 times in a row while I was cleaning up Halloween decorations in my garage. So there you go. That's Snored. Check out Snored. There, you can listen to them on YouTube. You can find them and you can listen to them on YouTube and you can order their CD. Go check out their Facebook page. Give Snored some love because they rock. Right now we're going to get back into the Bray Wyatt tribute. And this is the song that he was walking out to previously with his previous character that he had just resurrected. This is called Shatter by Code Orange. This is a really cool song. Check it out. I'm Blank Generation.
forever. 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 Forever.
Never would I have thought that I would be writing this post about him, out of all people. He was just the sweetest guy ever, and I send all my prayers and love to his family. He loved every single one of his fans, and you can see that in the way he worked. Plus, he was one of the most creative wrestlers ever. May you rest in peace, Wyndham. You will be missed by many. And though you may never know it, you changed my life. So I guess what I mean is, thank you, Bray.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Probably no form of music has benefited more from the development of high-fidelity recording than the great American folk song. Observe in this stirring Western ballad how the living presence of the voice adds emotional impact and power to the dramatic story of Wyatt Earp.
Now here is the tale of the old Wild West, and our hero wore a shiny star on his vest. He was known to always uphold the law, a real man's man and quick on the draw. Wyatt Earp, that was his name, and this is the story how he won fame. It started in a lawless town. There were lots of real bad hombres around. They laughed at the law, they didn't care. There were 22 sheriffs buried there.
We need a man to uphold the law, a fearless hombre who's quick on the draw.
You're right, but don't forget Big Red. Every sheriff we hire, he fills full of lead.
Well, how about hiring Wyatt Earp?
Wyatt Earp, he makes me burp.
Well, I've seen Wyatt, I'm a-telling no lies. He faced two hombres with blood in their eyes. They started to draw, they were ready for fighting. But Wyatt's draw was like grease lightning. In a second, those two hombres were dead. Mighty heavy, too, all filled with lead.
Wyatt Earp, that's our man. Let's get him here as quick as we can.
Well, one day a stranger came riding in with cold blue eyes and a big square chin. 2 6 guns strapped on his hips. A dangerous man with tight rim lips. In less than a minute, the news got around. Wyatt Earp had come to town. At the Silver Dollar, things were going full blast. When Wyatt glanced in as he walked past, he stopped and went inside instead, because standing at the bar was Big Red.
I've just robbed the bank,
he shouted with glee.
So everyone step up, the drinks are on me. Let's drink to that yeller skunk, Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp, he makes me burp.
Suddenly, it got as quiet as can be. Big Red just stared, for in the mirror he could see Wyatt standing there with a smile on his lips and those two famous six-shooters hanging at his hips. Suddenly, the spell was broke. It was Wyatt Earp who very softly spoke.
Howdy, Big Red, I'm Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp, he makes me burp.
Well, the rest is only history. Wyatt had a draw just like lightning, you see. Red never should have tangled with Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp, he makes me burp.
I guess he ran out of gas.
Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Wyatt Earp. I don't think it was called Wyatt Earp. It might have been called Wyatt Earp Makes Me Burp. I don't know. But that's one I've been listening to since I was like 8 years old. My grandpa had it on an old cassette. And they gave it to me. And I played that whole record. It was Spike Jones in High Fidelity. And that's, you know, one of the enduring tracks of my childhood. Before that, we had Eraserhead with Martian Girl. And prior... there was a little song in there that I meant as a tribute to another fallen legend, Terry Funk, Motorhead, No Voices in the Sky. Thank you for hanging out with me for another hour of Blank Generation. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope I didn't bring you down too much with my tribute to Bray Wyatt there. That wasn't the intention. I hope you liked the songs that we played. And, you know, we'll be back next week with another full hour of madness and mayhem. But this song will speak to that madness and mayhem. And this is Psycho Stick. If you don't know Psycho Stick, here you go. You're welcome. I'm Blank Generation.
You're a knight! You're a knight! You're a knight! Round and the ticket has a really yummy taste, and his skin has pores, and his juice is sweet, and it heals, and it counts, so you think it's kind of neat.
You're filled with generous amounts of sun. juice. Orange, orange, you're an orange, 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 orange.
Yeah, he's just gonna break him in half.
Hooters, all you zombies. Group, I pop back in to tell one more thank you to my daughter, Miley, who recorded that poem for Bray Wyatt that we heard a little bit earlier. And also, that's her that you hear at the end of, if you make it that far, the end of every Blank Generation show, telling us that Halloween is indeed coming. So right now, we're going to get back into it, and you have a great week. We'll see you here next week. Halloween, Eagle Fly Free, for Bray Wyatt on Blank Generation.
Some can say what's ineffective.
you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. It's a friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away.
Uncle Salem, and it's 1 week closer to Halloween, Halloween.